Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Demimond Paranormal Podcast. So, as you may know, we're starting off a new season here at Demimond Paranormal. This is already season 5, and we're starting off with a bang. For our very first episode topic, we will be covering the Black-Eyed Children, or the Black-Eyed Kids. If any of you guys, any of you listeners, were ever unfortunate enough to have an experience with the Black-Eyed Children or the Black-Eyed Kids, feel free to tell your story down in the comments or leave a message here on Demimond Paranormal. I would love to know your experiences. So, just before we get into tonight's spookiness, I just want to say a couple things. First things first, if you follow Demimond Paranormal on Facebook.com as well as here on Anchor or any podcast and listening platform, you may know that we are going to introduce YouTube videos along with our podcasts. So, what I am proposing is something similar to what we do with the podcast. I'm going to drop a poll on the Facebook group to see which topic you would like to see a video on. I think, though, for the first episode that we ever do for Demimond Paranormal on YouTube will be on the history of Halloween. And then from so on and so forth, we're going to take a vote to see what everybody wants to hear about. Now, with that being said, I also want to take a quick moment to introduce myself to any new listeners that we may have from anywhere in the United States or anywhere around the world, around the globe. I want to also thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in each and every week. If you're an old listener or if you're a new listener, thanks for giving us a shot here at Demimond Paranormal. So with that being said, I think we can dive right in to the creepy folklore of what is known as the Black-Eyed Children. So, welcome everyone to Demimond Paranormal Season 5, The Black-Eyed Children. Sit back and relax and listen to something creepy and spooky. And also, you guys, let me know what you think the Black-Eyed Children are. Do you think they are A, some type of demon entity or spawn of Satan, like some demonologists say? Or do you think that they are aliens or extraterrestrials? Or do you think that they are vampires? If you're not sure, listen to this whole episode and then you can decide amongst yourselves what do you think these entities are. So, the Black-Eyed Children, or the Black-Eyed Kids, were thought to have originated back in 1996, but according to some tabloid magazine, the tales of Black-Eyed Children dates back to even the 1980s. The legend is thought to have originated in Abilene, Texas. That's its birthplace. One of the very first encounters of the children was experienced by a Texan reporter by the name of Brian Bethel. Now, Brian Bethel had claimed that he had encountered these creatures back in 96. He also claimed that another person had the same experience all the way in Portland, Oregon. The black-eyed children are creatures that depict themselves as children between the ages of 6 to 16 with pale skin and completely black eyes. They can be seen either hitchhiking or begging or panhandling. They can also be seen on the doorstep of residential homes, asking, begging, pleading to be let in to your home. Ghost hunters believe that these entities, as we said before, they could be aliens, vampires, or demon-like creatures, or even ghosts. There are several stories of kids appearing at the vehicle or the home of a person, and the kids would demand to be let inside. Anyone who encounters these beings are said to have the feeling of dread overcome them. Overall, the children look completely normal, aside from the black eyes. But sometimes, the entities would wear outdated clothes, or they would have talon-like feet. But the talon-like feet would be an extremely rare occurrence. So, back to Brian Bethel's tale. And back to 1996. So, it's late one evening, and Brian Bethel was in Abilene, Texas. He was out in his vehicle, and he was in the parking lot of a movie theater very late one night. He was writing a check, and he was completely absorbed in what he was doing. As he was so absorbed in his check writing, he did not notice the two young boys approaching his car. They went undetected until the boy, who was a bit older, had tapped on the window of his car. Now this boy tapped the driver's side of the window. As Brian rolled down his window, he felt a racking, soul-crunching fear. And he did not know why. The older boy went on to say that he and his brother had wanted to catch a movie, but they had forgotten their money at home. They asked him if he could give them a ride back to their home, and it wouldn't take long to drive them back to their house to get the money. Now, this unnerved Brian, and he made it clear to them that the last showing of the movie that they wanted to see was already playing, but and by the time that they would have gotten back from taking the boys back to their home, the film that they wanted to see would already be half over. Brian stated that after he had broke eye contact with the boys, their eyes then turned completely black. This was when the older boy had grown frustrated with Brian and his excuses to not give them a ride. The older boy explained that they couldn't get into the car without Brian's consent. So, with that, frightened, Brian tore out of the parking lot. And to this day, he still stands by his story. Strangely enough, encounters with the black-eyed children have been reported as early as the 1950s and 1974. Interestingly enough, the children are more likely to appear to someone that is familiar with their existence. Now, according to demonologists, they believe that the black-eyed kids are the devil himself. And if you are to let the children into your home, you are essentially allowing the devil into your house. Now, there are also theories that the childlike beings are aliens trying to reach their Earth, and I put Earth in quotation marks. The kids will beckon you to let them inside your home, to use the telephone to call their parents, any excuse to get inside your house. Now, this isn't the only place you may encounter a black-eyed child. The child or the children may be encountered at a gas station or at a street crossing where they may ask for help, or they may even just stand completely still for no reason. As I had mentioned before, everyone who had encounter with the creatures have had the feeling of dread and fear completely take over them once they encounter a black-eyed child. Now, this story that I'm going to tell you guys next is truly strange, and I ask you guys to keep an open mind and to think about what this story reminds you of. And remember what we said before. There are theories that the black-eyed children are either ghosts, demons, vampires, or aliens. And this story should help you decide what you think these beings are. So, there is another story of the black-eyed children when an elderly couple in a snowy town of Vermont heard three loud knocks on their front door. There were two children standing there, a boy and a girl, and neither of them made eye contact with the couple. They just stood there in the doorway and said, "Parents will be here soon. May we come in?" At first, the couple was hesitant, but they let the kids inside anyway. The boy and the girl sat on the couch while the husband asked questions that went unanswered, while the wife made them hot cocoa. When the wife returned to the room, she noticed that the cat that they had owned was angry and was hissing at the children. That's when the entities, the children, asked if they could go to the bathroom, and the wife finally saw their eyes, and their eyes were completely black from lid to lid. But nonetheless, after directing the children to their bathroom, the wife turned to her husband, who was covering his face with his hand. She asked him, "Did you see their eyes?" After that question, the husband then showed his wife his hand. His hand was full of blood from a bleeding nose. Just after that, their house went completely black, pitch black, as black as the children's eyes. When the wife headed towards the bathroom, she was confronted by the voices of the kids saying that "Our parents are here," and they left the elderly couple's home. And when they left the front door wide open. While she was watching the kids leave, the wife noticed that there were two very tall and slender men at the end of the driveway. She waved to them, but they did not wave back. Then they drove away. A bit later, the power did return to their home, but although that week, strange things began to happen at their house. 3 out of 4 cats that the elderly couple owned went missing, but the 4th cat was found dead in a pool of its own blood. The husband continued to have nosebleeds until he finally went to see the doctor, where he was diagnosed with a very aggressive skin cancer. As of 2014 in Staffordshire, England, there have been reports of black-eyed children in a famously haunted pub. People have also reported seeing the kids down empty, lonely roads at night while driving, or they had seen these creatures just outside their home windows late at night. Some people have even seen them in the shadows of their bedroom when they wake to the feeling of being watched. So, I hope you guys are enjoying tonight's episode. And before I tell you a few stories, a few creepy tales of real life or apparent real life encounters with the black-eyed children, I just want to take a moment to ask you guys how you guys are doing. You know, I like, you know, keeping in touch with my listeners, you know, and almost keeping a, you know, a healthy relationship with my listeners from all around the world and all around the United States. And I hope you guys are enjoying tonight's episode, as I enjoyed doing the research for it. So I found a few stories about what people have experienced when they encountered black-eyed children. Some stories are from ThoughtCatalog.com and some stories are from Reddit.com. I think I have about 3 stories. Yeah, there's 3 stories here that I'm gonna tell you guys here tonight. And our first story is from Thought Catalog by the user BigTaco123. Now, this story is entitled, You Must Let Me In. It takes place on March 17th, 2008. So, to begin the story, I quote BigTaco123. I had my one and only encounter with a black-eyed child before my experience. I had never heard of anything having to do with the black-eyed kids. I was 12. I was sitting outside of a hairdresser's in an old Chevy pickup truck waiting for my mom to get her hair cut. About 15 minutes passed and I saw some kid walking back and forth along the sidewalk in front of my parked car. At first, I thought I recognized him as one of my friends from school, so I banged on the front windshield until he looked my way. It was not anyone I knew. At this point, I was not scared at all, not yet. The boy walked over to my side of the car and just stares, I think to let me get a good look at his eyes. To freak me out and let me tell you If you have never seen a black-eyed kid, you have no idea what to imagine. Pupils black as the night sky. The boy whispers, "You must let me in." And then I locked the doors and ducked down into the space below the seats. 5 minutes later, he was gone. When my mother got into the car, she told me a boy with black eyes came into the hairdresser's, and he had insisted for my mother to give him the car keys. She refused. Thank God she did. That was Big Taco's 123 story on thoughtcatalog.com. Now, this next story that I have lined up for y'all is from reddit.com by the user Zarushia. And this story is more like if the black-eyed children were more like an omen of something terrible that's about to happen. And I thought that was really interesting, so that's why I included it in tonight's lineup of black-eyed children encounter stories. But this story takes place in Nepal. And I begin the story when I quote, "I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Nepal. I lived in a small and remote village. One night, I woke up and thought I heard something. I got up, cracked the door, and I saw nothing there. I thought perhaps it was a deer or a porcupine, but there was nothing. I closed the door and returned around and got back into bed. The second I turned around, I saw a child. Black outline, white face, black hair, and deep black eyes. I laid there, stunned. I quickly pulled the covers over my face. The moment I did that, I woke up. It was a dream. The same dream sequence in the dream was reality. It was freaky. It felt so real. I can remember the boy's outline and eyes. A week later, or so later, my father unexpectedly passed away. It was devastating to my family and to the entire community. For a long time, I thought my dream was a bad omen. At times, I tried to think it wasn't related at all. It was weird timing, and it scared, or it still does scare me." And that was Reddit story by the user Zarusha. So my next story that I have lined up here, and the final story, is probably the strangest story I've heard so far. This is a story that I found on thoughtcatalog.com by the user Hammerhands. And the story is entitled, "No, You Won't Be Calling Anyone." So to begin Hammerhands' story, I quote, "This incident took place 13 years ago. I just moved into a new city with my wife. We were small town newlyweds from the Midwest. We moved cross country to one of the biggest cities in the Southwest so I could attend graduate school. Being naive and new to city living, I habitually answered the door without a second thought. Never again after this. The first thing that tipped me off to the peculiarity of this situation was the fact that there was someone knocking at our door at 6 in the morning. The second thing was that what should have dawned on me was that this kid had to reach over a rather tall picket fence to unlatch and open it. The knock on the door was startling. My wife and I were getting ready for work, a pretty normal routine. The moment I opened the door, I was overtaken with an inexplicable sense of fear. To this day, I can picture him, an average teenager of average height, average build, in a knee-length black leather coat, in short black hair, and sunglasses. The sunglasses at 6 a.m. struck me as odd, and even more so odd was that he was eating an apple. He was very polite and asked if he could come in and warm up. I said no and closed the door and slid the security chain. A moment later, there was another knock at the door. I opened the now chained door, and before I could speak, he asked again, "May I come in and warm up?" "No," I replied, and attempted to close the door again, but before the door could shut, he put his hand up and stopped the door on his hinges. He looked directly into my eyes, still wearing his sunglasses, and said, "Can I at least get some ketchup for my apple?" "F that," I reply, albeit a little confused. "Get the hell out of here. My wife is calling the police." He takes a moment to let this information sink in, lowers his sunglasses, revealing his eyes, which were as black as obsidian, and says, "No, you won't be calling anybody." At that moment, I force the door closed, lock it, and call out to my wife. She is in the bedroom, scared shitless. I rip the curtains back to look out the window next to the door. He's gone. Absolutely no trace of him. I go out to the patio and check the gate. It's still latched from the inside. As I turn to enter the house, I notice a half-eaten apple laying on the ground. And that was the story by Hammerhands. Hammerhands on the website thoughtcatalog.com. So, welcome everyone to the part of the episode that I like to call My Thoughts. Now, my thoughts of the black-eyed children are this. Personally, I think that the black-eyed children are aliens. They may be vampires, but I'm leaning more towards aliens. Now, me, myself, I have never, thankfully, had an experience or an encounter with the black-eyed kids, and I hopefully never will. But if I were to guess and try to categorize these beings as anything, I would say that they are aliens. My reasoning for thinking this is their all-around personality, if you will. It kind of seems like, take for example. Sorry for getting tongue-tied there. Take for example, they say that the black-eyed children will sometimes just stand there and stare blankly with these huge black eyes, just for no reason. And also, I want you guys to also consider that the elderly couple tale that we told earlier with the old man who had quite frequent violent nosebleeds, you know, right as the kids were sitting in the bathroom, he had these horrible gushes of blood coming out of his nose, and later he was diagnosed with aggressive skin cancer. And also note that while they're in the house, the electricity went completely black. And something that I want to point out is that with UFOs and alien abduction or encounters, I've noticed that there is a lot of accounts of radiation burning, you know, like crops and vegetation where a UFO will land. And skin cancer makes sense with this because what is caused by radiation cancer. The black-eyed children act as though they are trying to pretend to be something else. They seem like they're studying children that they, you know, have gazed upon by afar, and they still don't quite get how actual people behave. That's why they're devoid of emotion. But also, I want to mention that it makes sense for people to think that they are vampires because of the whole reasoning of the child asking to be let in and them going on about how they needed to have consent to go into someone's car or their house. And that makes me think of the vampire, especially with the pale skin, the black eyes, and the all-around feeling of dread that came with the encounters of the black-eyed children. But obviously, I've got to be honest, I'm more sold to say that they are some type of extraterrestrials that have been, you know, that are visiting Earth and are examining us, or they're trying to intermingle with other beings in this universe, or I don't think that there are, that these kids were spawns of the devil. I mean, I could be wrong, but I believe that they're either one of the two, aliens or vampires. I'm going to have to roll out ghosts as well. I mean, maybe not completely out, but I'm not sold with the whole ghost aspect. I think that they are from another planet. But I want to know your guys' opinions. What do you think they were? Or maybe you think that they don't exist at all. And also, I just want to point out something silly, though. In the last story that we heard about the teenage boy asking to be let into that guy's home, and he was eating an apple, and he asked for ketchup on his apple. That also makes me think that he was an alien because of the odd food pairings. ketchup and apples. I mean, I've heard of bananas and I mean bananas and ketchup. I still think it's kind of nasty, but I've never heard of apples and ketchup. And also these sunglasses at 6 o'clock in the morning. Another contributing factor to make me think that these beings are actual from a different planet. And also, why was the kid dressed up like he was from the Matrix? That's what I thought the guy was explaining. It was like, maybe you saw something from the Matrix, who knows? But anyway, that's my thoughts on the black-eyed children, and I'd love to know your guys's. So with that being said, don't be afraid to leave me a message here on anchor.com or drop a comment down below on facebook.com or wherever you see my podcast and you're able to comment on it. Alright, y'all, that brings us to the end of tonight's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I hope you guys learned something new. Be careful, stay safe, and watch out for those weirdos out there, especially the black-eyed children. Also, I just want to mention that I didn't mention anywhere in the episode that it's not said for sure what will happen if you do allow the black-eyed children into your home or into your car. There is only one tale depicting of what could happen if you do let the children into your home. So, with that being said, be very, very careful. And don't let them into your house, no matter what. Get as far away from them as you can. Especially if they ask you to put ketchup on their apples. That was a little bit of a joke, but I hope this was a good episode to kick off season 5. And I will see you next week when we cover the infamous Mothman from Virginia. All new episodes each and every Friday. And you can find us here on Anchor, Dummy Mond Paranormal. And you can find us on Facebook.com by the same name. We're a private paranormal group. We like to share things, all things paranormal. Ghosts, witches, werewolves, witchcraft, hauntings, exorcisms, you name it. Cryptids, you name it. Alternate dimensions, you name it. With that being said, I'm Tori. I'm your host. Each and every Friday, all new episodes, and I hope to see you next week. So stay safe, be kind to each other, make good choices, and I will see you soon. Good night.